We are thankful for the privilege of presenting another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're thankful that you're tuned our way, and we trust you'll stay with us, and the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you. Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting that wherever our broadcast is reaching, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We're thankful for the love that Jesus had for mankind, that he was willing to give his very life so that we could have life. And we're thankful that we have the opportunity of sharing his good news to this precious congregation today. So again, may the Holy Spirit accompany it and make it a blessing to every heart. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You may have your worldly pleasures, your silver and your gold. You may pile up all the riches that this whole world can hold. But I'd rather have my Savior and with him firmly stand. For I want to be ready to meet him.
We're all going to have to meet him. The question is, are you ready? Our thoughts for today's broadcast are entitled, The Great Harm of Indifference. I'll read from Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5 as a text. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. God made a beautiful world for man to live in. He made man holy, and he gave him everything he needed to live a happy and a holy life. What was the cause of all this wickedness as described in our text that I just read? We would hope that Adam and Eve repented of their sin of disobedience. As the family of man began to increase in the earth, indifference came in and they drifted away from God. Indifference to God and to his will, indifference to his love and mercy, indifference to their own soul, which is worth more than all of the world. Why should they not enjoy the pleasures of sin? Their conscience did not bother them. It had been smothered by indifference. Now they did not care. Indifference held them sway. Paul said, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through the first part of verse 25. We wonder why, as we hear and read about ancient people worshiping idols, the things that they carved out of stones or made by their hands and wood. In fact, the people of Israel, after they came out of across the Red Sea and they were delivered from Egyptian bondage, they took off their jewelry and melted it down and carved out a golden calf and began to worship it. And they said, "This be the God that brought us out of Egypt." Why did they do that? And why did others turn from the true God and turn to idols, even the fowls of the air, according to what the Apostle Paul wrote, as I have just read, and four-footed beasts? Why? Because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. They became indifferent to God and to the things of God, and they changed the truth of God into a lie. Now, Jesus said of the days of Noah, or before the days of Noah, Jesus said those before the flood, in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, Matthew 24 and 38. Well, now let's just look at that for a moment. There's nothing wrong with marrying. God ordained marriage. And there's nothing wrong with eating properly if we eat the right things for our health and so forth. And of course, there's a lot of drinks, water and juices and so forth, that we can drink. The emphasis here, according to Jesus, they were putting the emphasis on the material things to the neglect of Almighty God. Yes, they were indifferent to the things of God, and they were seeking after the material exclusively to the welfare, or excluding the welfare of their own soul. In other words, they were putting material things ahead of the spiritual. Now, Noah was a goodly, godly man. He was a preacher of righteousness. So he surely pointed out to them the wrong of their evil ways and told them of how they were leaving God out of their lives and the results that it would bring. Yet they did not heed his warning. They were indifferent to his message. They doubtless mocked him, and they did not believe his warning, and they went on their own ways, as Jesus said, eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, living after the lust of the flesh. Well, what about today? What about our day? Our nation was founded on moral Christian principles. Some people say Judeo-Christian principles. We have lost sight of the fact that sin is a reproach to any people. We as a nation have been became indifferent to the things of God and to what sin will do to our nation. So I say our nation was founded on Christian and moral principles, but we have lost sight of that. We have become indifferent to those things. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. In fact, many people are not willing to call sin, sin anymore. No, they want to call it a mistake. Some man unfaithful to his companion, and he say, well, I made a terrible mistake. It was not a mistake. It was out and out sin. It was immoral acts. Some pass it off as a mistake, but, beloved, sin cannot be passed off as a mistake. People can make mistakes without it being sin, and they do it ignorantly without knowing what the real facts are. But sin is something different. Sin is something that you knowingly do, that is imputed sin. Sin is something that you knowingly do, or else you refuse to do something that you should do. So don't classify sin and immorality and adultery, fornication, and those kind of things. Don't classify that as a mistake. It's out and out sin. Many preachers and churches insist that we're all sinners, that we're just sinners saved by grace. Well, they simply do not know what salvation is, and they do not know what it does for you. Salvation is deliverance. Salvation is not church membership. Salvation is not being religious. Salvation is being delivered from sin and being made a new creature. As Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So adultery and fornication, homosexuality, and those kind of sinful things at one time were sinful, shameful acts. But today, it is different. People look on sin today in a different light. And I say some people don't even want to call sin, sin. But the fact is, sin is still sin, and wrong is still wrong, and immorality is immoral, and no way can you dress it up and make it moral. Again, quoting from the Apostle Paul, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that reward of their error which was due them. Romans chapter 1, verse 25 through 27. We had a law passed by Congress, signed by a former president, that marriage was a relationship between one man and one woman. But the present president said no to his attorney general, you're not going to enforce that law. And the Supreme Court recently ruled that that was unconstitutional. Beloved, our Congress can pass laws. The president can make rules and regulations. The Supreme Court can hand down decisions that are immoral. But that does not change the Word of God. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. The Word of God will stand forever. And the Word of God is what you and I will be judged by when we meet the Lord face to face in judgment. Now, exposing parts of the body in public was a disgraceful thing in years past. At one time in our nation's history, women could be arrested for appearing in public dressed as they are today in many instances. Gambling was a crime. Yes, gambling was a crime, but now many states have gambling as part of their way to raise money. And gambling is legal throughout the nation, in most, if not every, state. In years past, it was unlawful for most businesses to open their doors on the Lord's Day. We had what was called blue laws. But today, it is one of the largest shopping days of the week. And it's just like any other day. In days past, it was illegal to sell liquor. Now, I understand some states own and operate liquor stores, and it is accepted as all right. Even though we read years ago that there were over 10 million alcoholics in our nation, and I'm sure the number has increased, and they say that alcoholism is a disease. Well, if you want to classify it as a disease, why put that disease in a bottle and sell it to people? If it's a disease, we should endeavor to get rid of it. The people of Noah's day forced God to pour out his wrath on them. I say the people of Noah's day disagree. They did not pay any attention to Noah's message. They were indifferent to it. They went on their own sinful way. So they forced God to pour out his wrath upon them. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah forced God to destroy them. And homosexuality was a part of their ungodly lifestyle. And I say they forced God to pour out his wrath upon them and to destroy them because of their sinful ways. God never destroys people for righteousness' sake. No, righteousness exalts us as a nation. But sin is destructive, sin is wrong, and sin will damn your soul in a devil's hell. The sins of Israel forced God to punish them. I speak of the little northern kingdom that after Solomon died and the kingdom was divided, the northern kingdom was known as Israel. And Israel forced God to punish them by being carried away into captivity by the Assyrians. More than 100 years later, the people of Judah did the same thing. When they turned away from God, began to worship idols, and even offered their children on the altar to the god Moloch, burned them. God allowed Babylon to come up to Jerusalem and capture and destroy their city and carry thousands of them away into bondage and servitude for 70 years. The Jews of Christ's time brought destruction upon themselves and their temple and their city because they rejected the Messiah. Remember how Jesus came down across the Mount of Olives there and saw the city of Jerusalem, and he wept over it. Yes, he wept over it. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou the stones of the prophets, and kill them that are set unto thee. How oft would I have gathered you together as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, but you would not, and therefore your house is left unto you desolate. And he told the disciples the hour would come when there would not be one stone of the temple and those buildings around the temple. Now the time would come when there would not be one stone left upon another. And that happened between the years of 68 and 70 A.D., where hundreds of thousands starved to death and were slain, and some of them carried away into captivity. And the beautiful temple there was destroyed, and the city of Jerusalem itself was destroyed, and they plowed it like a field. Why? Because they rejected their Savior, their Messiah, and went on with their religious form and sinful ways. The Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go a-whoring after other gods, and the gods of the strangers of the land, whither they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant, which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled
against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? That's Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 16 and 17. Azariah the prophet went out to meet King Asa, and he said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. 2 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 2. Will sinful America escape the wrath of God? Why should we think so? All down through the ages, nations that have turned away from God and turned to their idols have suffered the wrath of Almighty God. Why should we think America will escape the wrath of God if she does not turn from her sinful and wicked ways of today? Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit work through the scriptures that have been given, the thoughts that have been presented, and help precious souls to see their need of seeking God and of living for God and of doing what is right. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that your heart has been stirred by the truths that we have endeavored to present. If so, we would be thankful to hear from you. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, or you can listen to previous broadcasts. If you missed any or would like to hear one over again, we have an archives there of a number of our broadcasts. And you can also join us in our services. They are broadcast live over the internet. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now we invite you to be with us on our next Way of Truth broadcast.
Would you flee from sin?